Finally today, the story of a Seattle psychiatrist named Rose Hill. Like most of us, she was looking for love in her 20s, but she also had to deal with cancer. Hannah Jaffe-Walt introduces us.
Rose Hill is 30, and she's one of those friends who'll complain that they'll never meet someone, and you think to yourself, yeah, maybe you won't. She's been living with breast cancer since she was 21. She gets sick from the chemo pretty often, and that makes her depressed, and she could die soon. Sound like someone you want to spend the rest of your life with?
No, I honestly did not believe that there was a person existed in the world who would be able to enter into a relationship with me.
But Rose really didn't want to end up alone. She signed up with an online dating site and clicked all the checkboxes. Friends or dating, men or women. She thought maybe, just maybe, someone really special. Actually, no, she didn't really believe that, but she figured she had nothing to lose. So she wrote this.
I have cancer, but this isn't the movies. Dating me will not make you a better person. That's your job. What I will do is tell you a little bit about what makes me who I am, and you can decide if you want to know me, be my friend, take me out, whatever.
Not exactly your typical single white female seeking companionship for long walks on the beach. Rose is known online as Scars Are Sexy, and she wanted to be clear. Write me only if you can handle it.
Not very many people responded because my profile was pretty kind of harsh.
No kidding.
Because, like in all of the movies, people who date people with cancer become transformed, you know? Like, they've been, you know, a hard-driving executive, and then they learn to, like, walk in the grass without their shoes.
So a year passed, and no one. Then Rose got a letter from Heather Warnicki, who actually is a corporate manager. Heather thought Rose's profile was refreshing and honest. Plus, she felt like Rose was daring someone to write her, and Heather loves dares.
I sent the profile to a lot of my friends. They'd say, oh, it's the cancer girl. And so she kind of had this interesting, not a following, but kind of a cult awareness, is how I'd put it.
Heather emailed Rose, and they met for coffee. Next was a six-hour dinner date, soon after phone calls, every day. Then Rose trying on every outfit she had before every date.
And I felt like there was like a lit sparkler like inside my chest, and I was just like ecstatically happy all the time.
And Heather felt the same way. So what about the cancer? Well, this is the strange and wonderful thing about Heather, the thing that might make her the only person who could be the only right match for Rose. She actually loved Rose because of her cancer, the fact that the cancer made Rose a fighter. And Rose says the cancer didn't make Heather a martyr.
Part of what's so amazing about her that I never thought I would be able to find is that she sees that I have cancer, but then she also asks for what she needs as if I were capable of offering it, which sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not. So she just continues to demand that I be alive.
Not the fairy tale reason to love someone, but the rest of the Rose and Heather story is. So, you ready? Four months after they met for coffee, Rose and Heather drove to Canada and got married. In Seattle, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt.
That music will make everything all right. Rose and Heather have been married now for almost 2 years. And Rose's health, well, it took a rough turn over the summer, but lately she says she is getting stronger.